I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company's designer, Kristen Martino, has transformed the upper stage of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center into a church for Lucas Nath's The Christians. Massive arched beams seem to support the ceiling. Calmly abstract stained glass windows frame a choir space and a massive backlit cross in the center. Video screens on either side carry the introduction by director Kate Galvin and Gabe Glodden and the words to the hymns. The minister, his wife, the associate minister, and the congregational president took their seats in front. The choir filed in. When the choir started to sing "There is a River" and the words appeared on those screens, my wife had to hush me as I was joining in the singing. It really felt like a familiar Bloomington church. Jim Craig, whom Brown County fans may remember as the winsome nerd in that comedy of years past, is the charismatic minister. At least initially, he displays a confidence supported by his account to the growth of the church, from a storefront to a mega establishment, and the announcement that the mortgage is paid off. The church is debt-free. At the same time, he has a new message for his congregation. A single story of a heroic non-Christian and the doctrinal certainty that he will go to hell has apparently left him in doubt, and he confidently shares that with the congregation. The associate minister, played by the thoughtfully dogged Liam Castellan, debates with the pastor. He's baffled by the new revelations, and despite the pastor's attributing mentions of hell to a Greek derivation of Gehenna, a garbage dump, and an exchange of proof texts, he's unconvinced and elects to lead a separate church. A vote is taken, fewer than 50 join the splinter group, but the damage grows. The board president, a dutifully thoughtful Ken Ganza, confers privately with the pastor. This conversation and all the others in the play are conducted with handheld microphones. Sometimes it seems a bit of directorial caprice. However, the president, despite doubts about the new direction, says the board is standing with the pastor, but he and the board are concerned about the financial aspects. A congregant, choir member, and fervent supporter Amy Goodson, a bit more turned out than you might expect from a single mother on food stamps, has objections that are more trenchant. They are fueled by her boyfriend, a member of the splinter group. He wonders at the timing of the announcement. How did it happen that the pastor revealed his new thoughts with the announcement that the church was going debt-free? Hadn't this been a part of the pastor's thinking? As she leaves, the choir, until then apparently uninvolved, exits with her. The pastor's wife, Shannon O'Connor Starks, raises further questions about the new direction. The revelation in the sermon was news to her. She had no idea that her husband and partner in faith and works was thinking these thoughts. It certainly has not been a part of any of the discussion in the women's Bible study group that she's led as his ally for years. And her own beliefs simply don't accord. And she finds that though she loves him, she's unable to follow him in the new direction. In a final meeting between the former associate and the pastor, there's a bit of shared concerns with the new church and the announcement that the pastor's board has asked the associate to return as the church's leader. In part out of loyalty and in part out of a desire to make his own way, the associate decides to stay with his own new church and its old ways. The pastor is left with a crumbling church, a rapidly diminishing congregation, and what he describes as an unbridgeable gap of understanding. Arguments, deeply divisive ones, ably presented and emotionally defended, are on both sides. Cardinal's Kate Galvin is the director, with costuming by Chris Simonton, lighting by Alan Hahn, and music direction from the piano by Hannah Kay. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Lucas Nath's provocative drama, The Christians, upstairs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, plays through November 4th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.